You're listening to Soundwave, the muse behind the music. Welcome to Soundwave, the muse behind the music. I'm Diane Ray, and I'm really excited to get this show off the ground. Soundwave is a music show, but it's much more than that. We want to feature incredible artists and music and find out what makes them tick. We want to get the story behind the songs and also feature music with a message. And I want to introduce Kyle Thompson right now. He's a big part of the show, the engineer and producer, helping to put all of this together. And Kyle, when we first started talking about doing a music show here at Hay House Radio, I mean, you were really excited to get this off the ground, weren't you?
I am so excited. We've been talking about this since the day I started working, basically. All of our engineers here are musicians, and it's something that's near and dear to our hearts. And it is such an obvious connection, music, spirituality, and your emotions, your thoughts. We've always wanted to explore that interplay, and we're finally doing it.
Well, we put the word out on the web for people to send us their music. And Kyle, I know you were just as amazed as I was about the stuff that we got. We were swamped with submissions.
Yeah, the first thing that was amazing was the absolute quantity. It was like a dam broke. There was a huge reservoir of positive thought music out there just waiting for a river to flow into. People inundated us. It was like a flood.
Well, it was hard to pick. I mean, we went through a lot of the songs, a lot of the artists, and we got some really great stuff. And it just goes to show you, music is universal. It just connects us all. And it's something that transcends barriers and languages. And we want to make connections with you, the listener, as well. And we hope that you'll go to the Hay House Radio Facebook page, click on the Soundwave tab, and let us know what you think of the music, and also send in your contributions. After each show, we're going to be posting a playlist of all the artists we feature and how you can contact them to get their music. So for the first show, we've got some great stuff planned, don't we?
Absolutely. We're leading off the show with a really cool interview, Grammy-winning artist Melissa Etheridge.
And how shocked were we to get her?
Out of the blue, we'd never made any contact before, and she sent us songs that she thought would fit with the message and the intent behind Soundwave. Actually, I had to check to make sure it wasn't a fake email address when I received it.
Well, we were excited.
Yeah, so you actually sat down with her and had a nice long conversation, which we're going to lead the show off with today. And then you're going to hear all sorts of other great artists with a message. So that's going to be our first episode of Soundwave. Welcome to the show.
I'm talking with Grammy-winning rock legend Melissa Etheridge on our debut show of Soundwave, and I'm so excited that you could join me today.
It's my pleasure. I love hearing that you're doing this work and you're putting this out on the airwaves. This is incredible, so I'm very happy to be here.
Well, I'm loving the songs that you sent us. I guess most of them are from your new album?
Yeah, they're from my newer albums. It has been pretty much in the last 6 years that I've started understanding my music and the attention that I give to my music, my intention that I put in the music, and how to ascend myself, you know, consciously, and do it through the music and the work that I do and the energy that I put toward that.
Well, the songs that I heard, they're just so powerful and soulful. I mean, I really got chills listening to some of them. You know, and some of them are rocking really hard, too. I love that.
I love showing. I think it's my job. I'm taking it upon myself to take spirituality out of the, you know, the la-la mushy stuff and really say that you can have that sort of rock and roll energy behind a positive creation. You know, it actually propels it more when I take that dark, you know, supposedly dark energy and push it up against the lighter message. That's exciting for me.
Well, the songs were really exciting, and just lyrically, I mean, there were so many things that I could relate to in the music.
Okay.
And in the song, The Universe Listens, you say that we don't start living until we almost die. And, you know, you've definitely been on a spiritual path and have probably asked yourself some of those really tough questions. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, do you think that it takes a major event in someone's life to really wake them up and say, whoa, you know, what am I doing? Who am I?
Well,
asking those questions.
That depends on the person. Unfortunately, yeah, it took me having to manifest cancer, breast cancer, inside of myself to understand that I'm in charge of this. I can't blame anybody else. This is my choices, from the food I eat to the thoughts I think to the relationships I have. You know, that's and how I feel about myself ultimately, and am I loving myself? I had to learn that. It's a personal journey. It's up to each and every one of us. Some of us can reach for it and find it without having to come up against something so scary that you're scared into life, you know?
Right.
You know, to awakening. But yes, it did take that for me. It took me the experience of letting my whole world stop when I was on chemotherapy and rebuilding it again and understanding what life is and what I'm creating.
Right, and what's important to you, yeah, and what's important in your life. And that's true. I guess sometimes it does take an event like that, mm-hmm, to shake you a little bit.
Unfortunately, some of us are well entrenched in our realities that we've got going, that we
absolutely
need something big to shake us up. Sorry, but maybe try to get there before the big thing ends up shaking you.
Well, in the one song, too, that really struck me, Open Your Mind, and I love this, you know, that there's people willing to suffer, and not only that, you know, they want to make everybody else suffer, you know, they have that misery loves company approach to life, and I know some of these people in my own life, and you know, when you're on a new path and you're starting to wake up and open your eyes, you know, some of those people don't want to come along for the ride, and how do you handle that when people, or maybe there's been some people around you that might not have been comfortable with some of the changes you're,
yeah,
making in your own life? And
well, my understanding of this reality and how it works is that it's all through vibration, and the vibration of the people around you is always mirroring and echoing your own. So my vibration, once I start changing it, those that can't and don't vibrate with me are, they go away. And sometimes it's like instantly, sometimes it takes a while, and I understand that those are parts of me that I have let go of, and it's a sweet release. So those people, you know, I love them, send them on their way. I just wish the best for them, and I wish all the, you know, the love on their journey, and It's about staying in the positive. And one of the best quotes I ever got was from the Abraham Hicks. They said you can't, if you change your vibration and lower your vibration to help someone else or to get on their vibration so you can, you know, relate to them, you're not helping anybody. You're just bringing yourself down. So stay up at that other vibration and be an example. And that's how I choose to live my life every day.
We do our best. We stay in step as time goes marching by. But there's something wrong. We don't start living until we almost die. And the suns. Well, I was born the silver thorn on a Midwest rose. I found out fast love is last, and it comes and goes. I made a deal, hearts to steal. They will know my name. I'll pay the price, any price. Just give me the fame. Oh yeah. A perfect song, my love is wrong. So I ate the dark. A hero's clothes, the story goes on. But I hate the part. I chose to fall, destroy it all. But I will rise again. I believe in love, please send me love. And I will try again. Oh yeah. In the sun.
we are part of this awesome miracle of reality in life, and we're creating it. Our bodies are super, super amazing biocomputers that create from our thoughts and emotions, and everything happening around you is your responsibility. So, when I tell people choose only love, I'm not coming from a, oh, I love you, good, goody, goody place at all. I'm coming from a, listen, I've been there and I've seen the choices, and love is the way to go, because otherwise you're just making it really hard on yourself.
It's so true. And what's so great now is that we're finding out, scientifically, we're starting to see, the medical community is backing it up, where, these changes really are happening in your body by what you say, what you think.
You feel what you think. A lot of that, I get people coming to me all the time, breast cancer victims, they call themselves, and survivors, and they're battling in this war. And I just, I get the stage 4, they told me I have nothing left, I'm dying. And I just look at them going, what is this story you're telling yourself? Listen to your body. Find out what's, now be the crazy person that goes and heals themselves and miracles. There's shamans in Peru. There's plant medicine, spirit medicine. There's Gerson therapy. There's all these completely proven things. You're just not hearing from them because, big pharmacy's got our television waves.
Right. That's a whole other story.
That's a whole other story. And I live in that world. I cross those lines all the time dealing with that and trying to, again, don't want to say try. Moving into health is about health. It's about happiness, and it's not health care. That's sick care or whatever you want to talk about. It's about the responsibility, being able to respond and be healthy.
Right. And another song I wanted to mention, and I love this message, and I saw it, I heard it pop up in a couple of the other songs too. We are all one. We're all connected in this big universal field of energy, and nobody in the world wants to suffer. The Afghan mother wants the same things for her children as any other mother wants. And I just felt that song was kind of a wake up call, for our generation. I mean, do you feel that we are the ones that really need to make these changes? And
that's the song. We are the ones we've been waiting for. It's a Native American, a Native quote. Is it Mayan? Might be Mayan. I forget. I'm bad at remembering exactly what everything is, but I know that it's out there. It was we are the ones we've been waiting for.
Dreaming from the bottom of the well, we're curled up in the corner of our cell. Freedom is just a story that we tell. I say, give me liberty, or give me hell. I know life is just a song, if I can get the world to sing along. Brothers and sisters, we are the ones, we are the ones, we are the ones, the ones that we're waiting for. We are the ones, we are the ones, we are the ones, the ones that we're waiting for.
Nobody's going to come back and save us. We have to find whatever you want to call it, that spirit, that soul, that Christ consciousness, that thing inside of us that is connected in all of us, and how we are connected to that one soul, spirit, oversoul, universe, whatever term you want to put to it, out there. And we're all down here manifesting and figuring this out and raising us all up. And boy, once you raise your eyes to that and look at it and realize that everything has spirit and everything is connected to you and a part of you, it makes the journey really very exciting.
It does. And it's a big thing to kind of wrap your head around at first. I mean, one of the things that Dr. Dyer says, that we need to see the divine source in everyone and recognize that we all come from the same place. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's a hard thing to do if you're dealing with a difficult person, or you look and you see so much cruelty, and there is a lot of suffering in the world, and you just get overwhelmed. What can I do, to change this? I mean, how do you kind of reconcile that?
Well, the joyful answer is you can do everything in the world. You can fix all the world's problems, from the hunger to, you can do all of that by fixing yourself. That's all we have to do. We don't have to go march. We don't have to convince anyone else. We don't have to buy it. We don't have to make so much money that we can do it. We don't have to do anything. We have to be truthful to ourselves. We have to love ourselves. We have to go deep inside and find that place that's judging, or that place that is fearful of not having enough, of hating or being hated, the angry part, the part that you're judging about how you look or how you walk or feel or what size you are or what age you are, all those crazy things that we put on ourselves. Once we realize that that world out there is only a manifestation of all of our human biocomputers gone run amok because we don't know that we're in control of it.
Right.
Once enough of us get that, once we start just going inside and not trying to divide it between right and wrong, and you go inside and find that right or that wrong is all part of one part of me, then amazing. I'm already seeing amazing things changing in my world.
Right. And even just making a little shift. I mean, I had just yesterday, I'm driving on the 5 in the freeway here in Southern California, and you know how that can be. And So there's this little old lady in front of me, you know, tooling along like 30 miles an hour. I'm like, you know, so I go in that, God, get out of my way, you know, and I'm like cursing her. And then I'm like, wait a minute, you know, I wanted to say what I was really thinking, but, you know, then I thought, well, wait a minute, I don't know what's going on in her life. Maybe she's afraid, you know, maybe there's something happening with her. And then I immediately kind of checked myself. I'm like, okay, you know, I don't want to put that anger out on her. So I just kind of went around her, you know, but now I'm starting to check myself with those thoughts. You know, I'm not going to put that anger out on somebody. I don't know what's going on with them.
Exactly. I started a game with myself a few years ago, and it's called Tell Myself a Different Story. Tell a Different Story. I would find that in any situation when I'd go out and see strangers or people, even I knew, my mind, my busy, busy left brain mind would instantly put together my judgment of that person. And they would instantly tell me the story of what it is before I even consciously knew it. So I would play this game where, okay, that's the story that my mind's telling myself. Now I'm going to tell a different story. Instead of seeing that homeless guy and saying, or seeing a guy that maybe is a little disheveled, and I'm putting that judgment saying he's homeless, he's a loser, he's a drug addict, blah, 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 I tell a different story. I say, you know what, maybe this guy was incredibly successful, and he had so much money, and then, you know, and I go off on and make a whole other story where, you know what, the guy's actually very happy where he is doing what he's doing.
Right, change that story.
Who am I to put that projection on anyone else? So I changed every story, and so now when I look into the world, I can see a beautiful world with amazing people. Amazing.
Right. And there has to be a balance, I think, and I try to tell myself that if I get overwhelmed with, you know, a horrible story, then, you know, for every bomb that's dropped, then there's people that will help. You know, there has to be some kind of balance, I guess, where there's good, they'll be evil, and we can only hope that the good will prevail.
You see, I'm at a place where I don't believe in the difference anymore, the duality of good and evil. And it is probably, it's the hardest place to walk, is to even embrace the evil and say, you know what, that's here for a reason. It's always been here for a reason, and it's part of the yin and yang and the balance of this gorgeous, perfect, beautiful reality.
Right, you have to think it's all perfect, but it is, though. You're right.
Yeah.
It's difficult to, you know, sometimes reconcile that in your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted to ask you, too, do you feel like an old soul? I'm just curious.
Well, from what I am understanding is, it's hard to say old soul because we think of it in the timeline, in the linear time, and I'm coming to the understanding of time happening all at once. So am I an old soul? I think we all are. I like to believe that my soul and my spirit is just so amazingly divine and is here to shine light and bring love and do the best I can here in this reality, in this here and now.
Right, in this body right now. But then I think we're really timeless. Like,
yes.
You know, you will go on, I will go on.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all kind of infinite. And we might choose to come back at some other time or some other place. We don't know until that happens,
right.
I guess.
Right.
But that's how I like to think of it, too. But sometimes I've felt like I've been here before. So I wondered if you ever felt that, too.
Okay. Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
Those feelings. I've been here before.
I have been here before.
I believe if I look hard enough, I will see that there can be enough. And I believe I can think clear enough to conceive a place where there's enough. If not now, when? If not today, then what about tomorrow? What happens tomorrow? I believe a woman can work hard and succeed, and we could be content to believe that she could be in charge of the free and be the president. If not now,
now, I wanted to ask you really quickly before I let you go about your radio show. I just found out about this. Now, have you been having fun with it?
Oh, so much fun. I talk to people, and it's not as specialized as, say, this show. It's kind of more of a broader market, so I just easily slip in some of the new thoughts, some of the, well, maybe when I hear people's stories of, oh, I'm mad at this person, maybe I can help them think better of themselves. It's not really a help show. It's about everything in between. Not everything is black and white. It's in between. We play a lot of music. I talk. I'm on like 8 radio stations now, and I'm working on, you know, trying to take over the world.
A little bit at a time. Well,
just
if we can help you, you know, with that message, you know, we would love to do that.
Well, you are. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Let's hear one last song. Here's Open Your Mind.
How come there's so many people willing to suffer? So they get up and suffer every day. They think they were put on this earth to suffer, and by God, they're gonna suffer until they suffer their lives away. How come so many are willing to say there is no sense, there is no plan? Yet they will not believe the ancient mysteries passed down through time into their hands. If my choice is despair or wonder, on the line between truth and belief, I just let the tide take me under, or do I let the fascination come on and rain all over me? Open your
When we return on Soundwave, we'll hear music from Life Audience and Diane Arkenstone. Stay tuned.
The grooves in my life were unforgiving. Over the years, I laid them down night after night. Work, eat, sleep, work, eat, sleep, work, eat, sleep, work, eat, sleep, work, eat, sleep.
Work, You're listening to Soundwave, the muse behind the music.
Welcome back to Soundwave. In this next piece, Diane sits down with the band Life Audience and talks about their new record, Waves and Particles. They discuss songs writing themselves, communicating through music, and moving through life with your own mental soundtrack. Let's tune into their discussion right now.
I'm talking with Life Audience, which is Kirsty Moe and Steve Gridley joining me from the UK, making this great connection. So I'm really glad you guys could talk to me today and take a few minutes.
Hey, Diane.
You're welcome, Diane.
Joining us on the Soundwave. So Kirsty and I connected through Facebook, which I think is so great. I love the music. She sent me over some tracks, so I definitely wanted to get you guys on the show. Now, I wanted to just get a little background on the two of you. So how did you two get together, and what brought you to work together on this Life Audience project?
Okay, well, we were actually hooked up by a friend of ours, Dominic, who I think Dominic knew you, Steve, separately.
I knew Dominic, yeah, through computers, because he's a computer tech whiz, and so I needed some help in the studio.
And And he was saying, I've met this great guy who's into producing very electronic music. Hurst, you guys should meet. And I was like, okay, whenever that happens, that will happen. And just by off chance, Dom played me some of Steve's own music and didn't tell me it was Steve. And in that moment, I was like, who is this? What music is this? Who is this guy? And Dom said to me, this is Steve. And I just was on the phone within a minute saying, hi, Steve, I think we should hook up. And it kind of went from there. And you were producing my own stuff at the time.
Yeah, all your acoustic stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and we then just decided through that what are we doing? We should be making music together because it just flowed so well and just, it just molded and we just really got on and everything just worked out for the better that way. And it was fantastic.
So was it just kind of an instant connection, a meeting of the minds, and you both had similar ideas musically where you wanted to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, straight away we both got in the studio and we started talking and we both had the same ideas about life and everything, really. We just seemed to connect on so many different levels. And then the music... when I was producing Kirsty's music, she was loving all the sounds I was putting into it and stuff like that, and there was no complaints whatsoever, and it just smoothly worked, and we just flowed together, yeah.
I love that, and I love the name of the band. I had to ask you about that, Life Audience. So what is the story behind that?
Wow. Well, that was, I was kind of racking my brains and we were thinking, oh, we really need a good name. We need a name that expresses not just the music, but where it comes from and who we are. And we kind of started thinking that, life is an audience. It was about moments where, those moments you have when you sit on a park bench and you have a pair of headphones on and you've got your favorite track playing, and then life almost becomes a movie to your own soundtrack. And it was about witnessing life moving and flowing to your own soundtrack, and Life Audience was born. And we just instantly knew that was it. That's what explains everything, the music and us. And
that's so great. So we're just kind of sitting back and watching life, but participating too.
Yeah, being an audience to life as well as participating, definitely.
Now, the music, I love it. I mean, I've been listening to it all morning and previously when you had sent me the tracks. It's so atmospheric It's also very sensual. Now, I don't know if maybe there's been some children conceived listening to the music, maybe in the future.
I don't know. By a few people that has definitely aided moments of lovemaking.
Yeah.
Which is actually, I find that so beautiful that that would inspire that an act of love to you know, it's all about the love. And if it just it creates and inspires more of that, then it's just a blessing.
That's wonderful. You know, I'm happy to hear you say that because I thought it was just me thinking that as I was listening to the music. But it may have actually happened. So that's great. But there is a lot of feeling, you know, a lot of sensuality, very atmospheric. And one of the songs I was listening to a couple of times over Waves and Particles and the lyrics of that song, you know, I really love that. You know, you're talking about, you know, you're talking to the trees and to nature and you're feeling energy and a connection from that. So I just wanted to kind of get your impressions of that song and what was behind that.
Wow, Diane, that song, it was a moment in, I don't know, I think every artist has them, but I was watching a clip of James Ray talking about waves and particles and how each thought and action is a wave or a particle. And it really, you know, I'd been really getting into the law of attraction and creation. And I was just thinking, wow, you know, this is so profound. And it really affected me on a deep level. And I thought, this is, I've got to write a track called Waves and Particles. It's also quantum. And everything is quantum and comes down to the energy and how energy flows and how we have moments. And so I sort of walked around for a few weeks with Waves and Particles, just the title running around in my head. And then one evening, I think it must have been about 1 a.m, and I was just sitting there playing my guitar and came up with the chords. And I didn't even think about what I was writing. It was one of those tracks, probably the track on the album that wrote itself. I can almost say I almost did not write that track. It just shocked me. When it came out, I was like, wow. And I think, Steve, when I played it to you, you were...
Yeah, you brought tears to my eyes. When I heard the track, first of all, she came in the studio and she said, I got this great track, you've got to have a listen. And she played and she started playing the guitar and I loved the chord she was playing and then she started singing and by the end of it, I was just sitting there and I actually had a couple of tears come out of my eyes. I was welled up completely and totally.
A couple, you were in...
Yeah, it really did affect me quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, and it just got us both on a level that is you can't really describe it. It just definitely had a hand of the universe.
I wanted to explore this little rock, to fly amongst the holes and all the colors that it's got, to ride the shine away and all the hardness that it's not, to melt amongst the matter. We are waves and particles colliding, going round the room and hiding inside the sun, the earth and everyone. We are waves particles colliding, going round the room and hiding inside the sun, the earth and everyone.
It's so fascinating though, isn't it, when you think about that, when you break things down to waves and particles, if we really are just condensed energy. And one of our authors, his name's Alberto Violdo, and he believes that we're evolving to become homo luminous, that we're all just going to be in intense, you know, light, that we're just going to be waves and particles of light. And I love that when he said it, I'm like, wow, homo luminous, that's pretty cool.
Wow, that's a lovely theory.
That's great.
It's amazing.
But when I heard your song and, you know, and your connection to nature and the world around you. And Steve, you said you were profoundly affected by the lyrics. I mean, do you feel that way as well, that we're all just kind of waves and particles and energy?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, a lot of my thoughts and feelings run along the same line as Kirsty, to be quite honest with you.
We are all waves.
I definitely feel we are all waves and particles, yeah.
All connected and all one, really, just kind of like little bits split off from the main bulk of energy. We are all one.
All our vibration just connects around the world, really, yeah.
So do you really feel that we're all connected? And
absolutely.
Yeah, completely.
You know? Without a
totally,
doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. You feel it. You know, I mean, it doesn't take much for you to be able to feel that connection to everything around you. You only need to stand outside in the woods to feel the vibration of nature pulling you in. And, you know, and we are not separate from nature.
The planet connects us all. It's the one thing we all have in common with all our differences and everything else. The one thing we all have in common, if nothing else, is the planet we live on.
Yeah.
Right. That's very true. So amazing. So when people listen to the song, I mean, what are your hopes that they take away from it? Or not even just this one song in particular, but the music in general. Do you hope people find it meditative, calming, peaceful?
I definitely want... Not even, I mean, obviously people will take what they will, what each individual needs in that moment from the music, but definitely to place people in a calmative state of being, you know, to be able to, say if someone's gone out and they're working in a hectic job and they've had a bad day at work, to be able to put the album on and it says, you know, everything's okay and just relax. And everything flows from that relaxation point and that point of focus. And so even if it just has that effect on one person, it's a blessing.
Well, once someone's relaxed, they become so much more positive
and
so
more powerful.
Even if they've had negative things happen through the day,
they
can listen to that, hopefully, and it'll calm them down. And
once
people are calm, they're so much more positive, which is better for their life, really,
and for the rest of humanity as well.
Absolutely.
Because they're all connected. It all has a knock-on effect. So
now, Steve, I understand that you have 6 kids. Is that true?
I actually have 7.
Wow. Now, how do you get to a place where you can become peaceful and calm and kind of that contemplative state? What helps you to do that?
I have my music. I have my music. I have my children. With my children, I obviously have ups and downs. I'm a single parent, so... you have your ups and downs with the kids, but I always have more positive stuff than negative stuff because they're my baby. So you just got to stay positive. It's as simple as that. And if I feel myself slipping, which does happen on the odd occasion, I'm only human. So I'll go and listen to some music, or I'll go and sit in the studio once I put them to bed, and I'll play around with some sounds and just get some vibration from that. And that just chills me right out. It always has done since I was a young boy. Music's always calmed me down.
So that's really been your love and inspiration.
Yeah, always. This the first and most positive thing, even from a young lad, troubles with teenage years, everything really. It's the one thing I always turn to. I had a mental breakdown when I was a lot younger as well, quite a severe one. And the one thing that pulled me through that was listening to music. It's always done it for me.
Wow.
It's amazing, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah, it's always done it for me, always.
Music can become like a meditation.
Yeah.
It really can. And then as we're playing music on the show and introducing people to your music, you know, we're hopefully that feeling will spread out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, one more question I wanted to ask you. Now, do you feel is there a bigger force than yourself, something other than yourself help, you know, kind of helping you with your music? Do you feel that do you get inspiration from another source, or where do you get that? Like, where do you get that feeling, that inspiration?
I don't know. For me, it's nature, being in nature and feeling, I don't know, like a feeling of being filled up with positivity and just calmness and peace. And I find when I feel calm and peaceful, I write better. Definitely write better lyrics when I'm focused and I'm being more intent in practicing, say, meditation, or I'm focusing on like law of attraction and positive thinking and just being around people that inspire me. That inspiration just flows through into the music. Absolutely.
And Steve, what ties you into a bigger force in the universe? Definitely being creative through your music. Do you feel that's kind of your, like, your spirituality or your religion in a way?
Yeah, you do feel pushed, don't you?
I do feel pushed. I mean, I'm not a religious man, but I'm definitely quite a spiritual person. And I do notice. It's difficult to say. I mean,
it's difficult to put it into words.
Yeah,
it's an energy.
It's hard to put it into words because I mean, I know that I can't be creative when my head is crammed full of everyday to day stuff. So I need to be in a calm, positive state to write, because I can't. It, you know, madness is not conducive to good creativity.
No. So, and also, I think when we're in a calming and peaceful state, we feel more connected to the source energy. You know, the bigger energy that it just you just feel more connected. It's easier to slip into that way of being and to focus and feel that connection to everything else, all there is.
Right.
I like the vibration from certain sounds as well, I must say. Certain sounds inspire me. Certain sounds definitely inspire me.
I find that quite interesting.
Certain melodies and keys and stuff like that. It really, really does inspire me, the vibration that you get from certain sounds and certain
You've never said that to me before, and I find that quite interesting because one of the biggest sounds in the universe is Om, and there are many sacred sounds. So to say that you actually feel inspired by
sound does inspire me a lot. Different sounds, different frequencies,
all
that sort of stuff. It really, really does capture something inside my head that just makes me flow.
And your heart.
Yeah, and my heart. And some of the best tracks we've ever written have almost instantaneously written themselves, where we've been completely inspired by something like that.
Yeah.
Well, music can be very healing, too, and there's a lot of people that believe that sounds and frequencies can heal, so I definitely can relate to what you're saying.
Absolutely relate to that. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad we made this connection and were able to introduce Life Audience to HayHouseRadio.com listeners, and we'll spread the word.
Diane, it's we're just very appreciative.
Yeah, totally appreciative. It's been a pleasure.
A lot of gratitude for this. It's a blessing. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's been so fun to make this connection.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's take a listen right now to your song Vanilla off your album Waves and Particles.
Do you hide?
The last song we have time for in this first episode of Soundwave is by an artist named Diane Arkenstone. Diane sent me this song with a note.
The reason I created the music was to heal myself. I was born with a special heart and have had quite a number of heart surgeries. My dream of being an Olympic runner sadly went out the window at a very young age, but when I held a guitar to my body for the first time, I was amazed at the healing vibration I felt from it, and in that moment, I knew my life would be devoted to healing myself through the music. Now I have 40 CDs of my own music out in the world, with a new CD coming out spring of 2012, and against all odds, I am still alive.
Here's a song from Diane's new album, Jewel in the Sun. The song is called Under the Blue Sky. Thanks for joining us on this first episode of Soundwave. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed producing it. Remember to visit us at our Facebook page to learn more about the artists we featured on Soundwave. Send us suggestions for music to feature and interact with fellow listeners. Here's a recap of the artists we featured today. Opening up the show with our intro music was Chad Tuthill. Such a sad love. You'll hear an interview with him in an upcoming episode. Next was Melissa Etheridge. Don't think you'll have a hard time remembering that name, but she sounds like this. Dreaming from the bottom of the well. After that was Life Audience. We are waves and particles colliding. And we just listened to Diane Arkenstone. Visit our Facebook page for links to all the artists and their music. Thanks for joining us on Soundwave.